Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom, wit, and hopefully a little less stress. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're diving into something seriously powerful, developing emotional control through the simple act of journaling. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another self-help guru pushing dusty old notebooks, hear me out. Journaling isn't just about scribbling down your grocery list or last night's epic karaoke performance. Though those can be good entries too. Think of it as a mental gym workout for your emotions. It's a way to process, understand, and ultimately control those powerful feelings that sometimes feel like they're controlling you. Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster ride with no brakes? You know that feeling when anger flares up over a spilled coffee or sadness hits you out of nowhere? Journaling can help you step off that roller coaster and gain a sense of perspective, allowing you to navigate those emotional waves with more grace and calmness. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some serious power through the magic of pen and paper, or fingers on a keyboard. Here are 5 key takeaways that will transform your relationship with your emotions. 1. Unleashing clarity. Imagine trying to solve a puzzle without looking at the picture on the box. That's what our minds do when we try to process emotions without externalizing them. Journaling acts as that picture, helping us see the bigger pattern and understand the root cause of those feelings. 2. Emotional first aid. Think of journaling as your emotional first aid kit. When you experience a strong emotion, be it joy, sadness, anger, or fear, write it down. Describe what happened, how it made you feel, and even explore why you think those feelings surfaced. This process helps you unpack and process the emotion in a healthy way. 3. Breaking the cycle of negativity. We often get stuck in negative thought loops that amplify our emotions. Journaling allows us to break free from this cycle by consciously acknowledging and challenging those thoughts. By putting them on paper, we can see them more objectively and start to replace them with more positive and constructive ones. 4. Building self-awareness. You know the saying, know thyself. Well, journaling is a fantastic tool for self-discovery. It helps us understand our emotional triggers, patterns, and reactions. By becoming more aware of ourselves, we can make conscious choices about how we respond to situations and manage our emotions effectively. 5. Celebrating wins, big and small. Life isn't all rainbows and sunshine. But journaling allows you to celebrate those small victories and acknowledge your progress. Take a moment to write down what you're grateful for, even if it's just a beautiful sunset or a delicious cup of coffee. This practice shifts your focus towards the positive and fosters a sense of contentment. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who's always feeling overwhelmed at work. Deadlines loom, emails pile up, and her to-do list seems endless. She starts journaling every evening, writing down her anxieties, frustrations, and even small moments of joy throughout the day. By putting those feelings into words, she realizes a pattern. Most of her stress stems from not prioritizing tasks effectively. Armed with this newfound insight, Sarah begins using her journal to plan her workday, allocate time wisely, and celebrate completed tasks. She finds that journaling helps her stay focused, manage her expectations, and ultimately feel more in control of her work life. So, there you have it, 5 powerful ways journaling can help you develop emotional control and navigate life's roller coaster with grace. Remember, it's not about achieving perfect emotional stability, it's about building awareness, understanding your triggers, and developing strategies to manage those feelings effectively. And hey, if you try this out, let me know how it goes. Share your experiences in the comments, or hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay balanced, stay stoic, and keep journaling your way to emotional mastery.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.